Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Narcosis.
You're happy with the equipment?
Yeah, state of the art. We've got 3D GPS capabilities down to maximum depth. 16-cylinder quad engines can push her to nearly 60 knots wide open. All the backup gear we could ever need. This thing is kitted out better than our research vessel.
And I bet Charlie puts fewer than 100 miles on it a year.
Hey, we've got company.
Good morning. Veronica West, team lead.
Simon Macklin. Thought you'd sneak out on us, Ms. West.
The truth is, we're not used to diving with a second team.
Client insists. It's a job, and part of the job is making sure that you, as team lead, have ample resources, and then some, to ensure a successful mission. It's personal for you, I get it, but we're only here to help. No matter what you need, you call the shots. I take my orders from you. So, what do you say?
I say welcome aboard.
This is Benitez and Rydell.
Nice to meet you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Weather cleared up. Looking like it's going to be a perfect day.
You gotta love rich people boats. I bet this thing has more computers on it than the rig I used to cross the Pacific last spring.
Why are you bringing a gun on a rescue mission?
We always bring guns.
That's kind of an exotic looking piece.
Yeah, it's a torpedo launcher. Designed it myself.
Now, who's in charge of navigation?
Sana.
Dr. Anand?
Yes.
As you'll be captaining, I wanted to go over the instrumentations with you. We've been tracking Sevilla's body clearly for the past day, but she's drifted a bit.
After you.
About 100 yards past the shelf, we've got these currents that are starting to sweep through pretty strong.
Oh, damn. Charlie's here. You do one more systems check while I say bye to him.
Aye, aye.
Weather's looking good.
Yeah, do you feel okay this morning? Something was off about that cocktail. I had a really disturbing dream last night about...
Hey, Veronica.
She made me bring her.
Hey, Alice.
I just needed to give you something. Come on, I'll show you on board.
Hey, Charlie, we'll find her.
Thanks.
My dad has been such a butthead lately. Do you know that he still hasn't talked to me about my mom?
The whole situation is very hard, Alice. You know, sometimes adults don't have the answers.
He hasn't listened to anything I've been telling him. And now he's sending you without any information.
Wait, what information?
About the Queen.
Oh, right.
See, it's kind of shifting. I can't figure out if she's moving or if it's signal disturbance.
I think it's a signal.
Yeah, you could be right.
What's the signal?
Hello, Alice. We're just looking for We're looking at the area where we'll be diving to see if there's anything out of the ordinary.
I can tell you all about that.
Alice, let's you and I have a seat inside. Okay. So, you said you had something you wanted to give me?
This was my mom's necklace. You should wear it.
Wow. Alice, that's so sweet. It's very pretty. Is that obsidian?
I don't know. My mom found the rock on the beach by Old Shank. She turned it into a necklace.
You want to help me put it on?
Yeah. We think it was from the Queen's crown. There's a kingdom down in the bay, at the bottom. And there's a queen there. See? I drew them all.
Wow. Is that the queen?
Yes. And those are her guards. They all live in a magical castle inside of a deep cave, filled with treasure. That's where my mom is.
How do you know?
That's where she was going, and she's a really good diver. Where else could she be?
Alice, why did she dive by herself?
No one was brave enough to go with her, so she went alone. She said if you still lived on the island, that you would have gone with her. I begged her to take me, but I'm not a good enough diver yet.
Hey, I've got something for you.
What is it?
Well, if you wear this earpiece, you can stay in touch with me while I'm diving.
Really? Like a walkie-talkie?
Yeah, sort of. If you press the button on the side and talk when it's in your ear, I'll hear a little beep and know that you're trying to get in touch with me, even when I'm way down underwater.
Wow.
Don't tell anyone else that I gave you that, or they'll all be trying to bother me. But you can call anytime you like.
Thank you so much. I'll be able to help you.
You already have.
The peninsula off Old Shank Cove looks like our best bet to stage from.
No, there's a shelf that creates a whirlpool. It opens up fast.
You know these waters pretty well.
No one knows these waters well. They're unpredictable. I'll drop you off 100 meters east of the beacon location. Avoid the whirlpool that way.
Waves are gonna push you around?
I'll manage.
And while not all incidents have been accounted for or made public record, the estimate is that the Bay of Fundy is the location of more than 5,000 shipwrecks since the year of our Lord, 1637. That's a lot of shipwrecks for a bay this size.
Damn. That's a lot of shipwrecks for anywhere.
What's that?
Apparently our benefactor is a fan of old books. Look at this one.
Nautical record of the Bay of Fundy. Wow, that has to be over 100 years old.
Oh, this is good. There's an account of a local smuggler who set up a false light on an island to lure unwitting ships to their demise, so he can loot them. Worked up until he got sucked in himself, poor bastard.
Figures.
The ghost stories never interested me. There's plenty to kill you without them. Currents here can run up to 50 miles per hour. Rogue waves and whirlpools spring out of nothing.
Yeah, that and the killer narwhals.
Huh?
Says here the Constance May, a British ship, was transporting 200 Acadians as part of a relocation effort, returning them to France. There was also gold on the boat, apparently. It's unclear, but there was a fight that broke out and there was an attempted mutiny. The ship caught fire, but that's not the weird thing. As conflict and fire erupted on the deck, a mighty horned whale rose from the water and gouged the ship's bow. Within moments, the Constance May and his passengers were drowned to death. Save for the lone survivor, who shared this account.
Damn. That's some scary shit.
We'll pass within a few hundred feet of the wreck as we go down. We should check it out.
Okay. Look, I doubt we'll see any horned whales, but it is tricky down there. From the geo readouts, we're going to have to navigate a series of underwater caverns to locate Mrs. Evans' body. Veronica, you'll lead the way?
Yes, I will. Need to stay tight in the caves? Be mindful of drifts or sinks. We'll swim with tether lines, so anyone gets sucked down or out, we'll be able to find each other. Sound good?
Clear. Works for me.
Works for me.
We're here. Let's get our suits on.
Do you ever wonder who's looking over your shoulder when you're exploring the web? Do you want to keep tracking cookies, curious websites, and your internet service provider from sniffing out too much about your browsing activity? What about gaining the ability to virtually travel to different parts of the world and reshape your internet experience? Well, enter NordVPN. NordVPN protects your internet privacy and lets you go borderless. You can experience sporting events and entertainment that aren't available in your region. When you're on the go, NordVPN protects your data while accessing public Wi-Fi, and in tandem with the Nord Threat Protection Service, protects you from malicious downloads, viruses, and phishing sites. Best of all, this protection is laser fast, so avoid buffering and lagging while streaming or gaming, and stop your ISP from bandwidth throttling. If you've never used a VPN before, you may be surprised how much your internet experience is shaped by what country of origin you're believed to be from. I've actually had quite a bit of fun using NordVPN as a learning tool with my kids. We change around our virtual location, go to different countries, revisit familiar websites from a new country of origin, and see how things are different. For the cost of a cup of coffee a month, your NordVPN account can be used on up to 6 devices. So why wait? Get the best discount off your NordVPN plan by going to nordvpn.com/undertow. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. And there's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/undertow.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Let's get comms online. How are we sounding?
Good on my end. Benny here, clear.
Rydell, clear.
We're all here then.
We're ready.
Okay, we're in position. Dive beacon is in a cave 80 meters down and due west of us. I will guide you on the finder. Good luck, divers.
Let's get in the water. Tether looking good?
All secure.
We'll have 200 feet of slack between us and we can detach. Just a precaution, feel free to untether as needed. Let's fire up the DVPs.
All DVPs are active.
Descending. How are we sounding, Senna?
Crystal clear.
Very little ambient light. Switching DVP headlight on. It's better. Can't make out much. It's deep and dark down here.
How I like it.
Valley should open up in 40 meters. Let's take a beat once we hit the upper ledge, see what we see.
Copy that. Shit.
Drop. Everyone good?
Good. That's a strong current. Pushed us how far?
50 feet in 3 seconds.
No swimming against that kind of power, not even with the DVPs. Tasting what's to come.
I expect the current will lighten up at depth, but you never know.
I've got something.
You should be close to the upper ledge.
Shipwreck. Looks like a yacht.
Not too old.
It's Chris Craft, from the 50s.
Yeah, look at that. I count 8, 9, 10 boats down here within our 50 feet of visibility. Like a graveyard.
We've reached the upper ledge. Let's swim above the boat so we don't snag our tether line.
Copy that.
Keep heading northwest along the ledge for 70 feet. The beacon will be just below you at the bottom of the valley.
Would you look at these boats? They're everywhere.
Benitez, where are you going?
Just saw something. Give me a second. Team? You're gonna want to see this. Follow my line. Whoa. Beautiful, isn't she?
Is that the Constance May?
It's a 1700 ship of the line. Looks British, so I'd wager yes. I'm gonna clip out and have a look.
Make it quick.
All right, divers, Sophia is on the move.
On the move?
Drifting on a current. Hang on, I'll let you know when she... Oh, no.
What is it?
Oh, no. I've lost signal with her diving beacon. There's a fog bank coming in. My instruments are all over the place. Give me a minute. I'll let you know when I get her signal back.
Should we hold here?
Let's untether and swim around to the other side of the Constance May. Have a quick look, and then drop down to the cave from there.
Sounds good to me. Untethering. A quick look?
I'm pretty sure this is what Sophia was looking for when she ran into trouble. It's worth a look.
My goodness. It's massive.
That's what she said.
Found a harpoon gun on the deck. Looks brand new.
Sophia was here.
Gang, no need for alarm, but we have a great white circling.
Female. She's pregnant. We probably scared her out of the bow. Now she's making sure that we aren't seals.
Well, I can teach her a lesson about that.
Keep your guns tucked away.
All right, roger that.
Okay, she's gone.
There's the big hull that sunk this rig.
Courtesy of the killer Norwal. Maybe he's still around.
Where are you headed, Billy?
Thought I saw something.
I'd stay out of that boat. Just having a quick look. Benitez.
Yep, I'll go with him.
Where are you at, Billy?
Starboard. Is that... Ah! Shit! It's coming!
I'm coming.
Billy! Billy, where are you?
I'm not seeing him over here. Billy?
Divers, Billy's beacon just raced away. What happened?
I don't know. Do not shoot my team member.
Not your team member that I'm worried about.
Something's coming at me from the shadows.
I got you covered.
Wait. It's Billy. He's unresponsive.
Oh, Jesus.
Still breathing. I'm returning him to the surface.
I'll come round top. Head straight up. Not too fast. Stay calm, Veronica.
We weren't down here long enough to need a safety stop.
Is his rebreather working?
Heads up display says it's perfect.
We're continuing our ascent.
Hold position until we get Billy to safety.
Negative. Currents are too strong around here. We don't need to wait for whatever ripped his tank off to come around for us. This is a damn ghost ship if ever I've seen one. Team, let's get out of here.
Don't have to tell me twice.
He stopped breathing. Sana, I'm accelerating ascent.
Shit!
20 feet to go. Come on, Billy. Come on!
Veronica! Veronica! Goddamn fog. Sana! Over here! Yeah.
Gotcha.
Can you climb aboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Grab his arms.
Come on. Okay. Oh, God.
Come on.
Okay. Come on. 2,000. 5,000. Breathe, Billy. Breathe. 1,000.
Don't.
2,000.
Let him die.
Come on. Come on.
Veronica. Veronica.
30 feet from the sea floor. Surface, do you copy?
Hi, divers, I have you.
Surface, do you copy?
What the hell?
Repeat, surface, do you copy? Well, that's not good.
Should we head back?
We're too close to mission objective. If we bail now, we might never find her. Let's go. Holy living hell.
The mouth of this cave must be 80 feet tall and at least that wide. You could park a submarine in there.
Lots of detritus. Water is foggy. I can't see shit.
We're headed in.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Narcosis was created by Fred Greenhalgh and Chris Bernier. Written by Chris Bernier. Additional writing by Fred Greenhalgh. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Rhoda Baeza. Executive producers, John Brooks and Molly Barton. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Voices by Molly Hager, Shalani Bethina, Ian O'Brien, Zoe Glick, Aaron Newfer, Matthew Yeager, Jonathan Buckley, Kimberly Sue Murray, Kenny Miles, Crystalyn Lloyd, Christina Telesca, Ray Goyos, Woody Fu, Gina Vittori, Jeannie Bollet, Josh Cole, Alan Enlow, Robert Yunus, and Masayuki Yunizawa. Casting by Sunday Bullion Kennedy and Meg Mormon. Principal recording at Real Voice LA and CityVox NYC. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original music by Marcus Pagala and Sam Pagala. Narcosis is a Realm original production. Find more shows like Narcosis on Apple, Spotify, wherever podcasts are served. If you're listening on Spotify, we've got some questions and polls for you this season, so be sure to let us know how you're thinking about the show and what happened in this episode. Look for it in your Spotify app.